Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there. Welcome to the first podcast episode of the new year, and the new decade, too. We're starting off 2020 with some incredibly valuable information, and we've pulled the archives all the way back to episode number 2 in our quest to find the best episodes that detail how mobile ads work best in retail environments. We've got clips from 3 very different episodes for you today, and they all have the theme of making your retail endeavors the best they possibly can. So we'll be starting with an audio grab from way back in the day, episode number 2, when the podcast technically hadn't even become a podcast yet. The original audio had SlideShare, and still does if you're following Domino Research's SlideShare account, slides to go with this presentation. But the material was actually good enough that we decided to include it when we transitioned over to a podcast instead of doing webinars twice each month. So anyway, episode 2 is one of our original episodes. It has key takeaways about working with campaigns to better improve your mobile channel. We also take a look at ways distribution and proximity triggers work to improve your brand engagement. So with that, let's jump right in.
Drag and drop, throw them in here and use them, and you are literally probably maybe 45 seconds to having that template created and another minute to have in the front of your card made. So we're only 2 minutes into this right now, and we already have the front of our card sorted out. So now I'm gonna flip back over to the slides. I'm back. Okay, so get in their wallet. This is how you get in their wallet. You have a really nice looking card. We just went over the fact that you can do the front of that card in 2 minutes or less, and I'm going to give you graphics. I'm going to give you 100 graphics, and that's going to be enough to get you started. Now, I can tell you right now that in that 100 graphics, your picture is not going to be there because we don't have that kind of relationship yet. If you are sad about it and you decide to sign up and you want to shoot me over a picture of yourself, I'll be more than happy to lay you one of those out real quick. Just one note, that's all. So we just took a look at the admin area, and this is just a quick recap. So we created our template that was 2 images and 1 line of text, the 1 line of text being the past title. Then we picked 2 colors, background, text. Then we added a little bit more text. We did the 2 lines of description that we didn't even use because I didn't like it the way that the layout looked, and we used the additional information. And remember my little trick that I showed you for the barcode and how you can get more mileage out of the available lines of characters on the card by utilizing that barcode as an instructional instead of as a redemption. Again, like I say, it's like going to Google and trying to figure out how you're going to fit in exactly the 75 characters and the 25 characters and the 35 on 2 lines. You just got to think about it a little bit. It doesn't take a lot of work. So, awesome. We made a card. Now, what are we going to do with it? So, we need to get the card onto your user's phone. And this is going to occur in any number of ways. Over here on the left, you can see that I've made my card. Here's all the stuff that goes into it. So, how am I going to get people to use this? Well, I can include the URL link to download the card in my emails. If you've got a list and you're already mailing your list, this should be like the first line in your list every time. If you are sending out anything other than a thank you, and actually even a thank you, because we're going to talk about groups and managing users in groups. So email, SMS, same thing. If you are SMS messaging and you send somebody a text message with the URL in it, soon as they click it on their phone, it is going to drop your card right into their phone in literally two clicks, one to click the URL, one to say yes. The other option, if somebody is in a point of sale situation or an existing advertising situation where you have print ads or you have TV ads running, I know some of you are big time and that's the sort of ads you do, or you have an event and you're going to print up some stand-up cards or posters or whatever to hang at your event, get QR code on there. Get it in there. It's in addition to, not in lieu of, your current advertising. You know, we want to supercharge your conversions, so we're going to take what you're doing right now and we are going to amp it up. It's, you know, it's literally like engagement on nitrous, as another chick you guys probably, some of you may be familiar with. Ooh, it's like Hangouts on nitrous. No, this is like mobile phones on nitrous. So a couple of just fun facts, random numbers here, as they relate to what sort of expectations you would have with the cards. Hillshire Farms, if you're not vegan or a vegetarian, I'm sure you know who Hillshire Farms is. And I'm using this as an example because they are a big, huge brand and they did a specifically branding-oriented campaign. They did it in targeted retail locations across major metro areas with a company called InMarket, who is a big, giant digital branding company that works with a lot of big, giant companies. They used iBeacons, which, just by the way, you're probably sitting here going, well, I don't even know what an iBeacon is, Kim, and that's great. You don't have to know what an iBeacon is.
Our next episode that we're pulling from today is number 23. Which also seems like oh so long ago, although it really wasn't when you get down to brass tacks. This episode, titled The Shopper's Journey, has been consistently on top of our charts since we released it. Listen to the clip and you'll start to understand how you are creating an environment for your shoppers that will lead them down the path to sales. And while it's not always that easy, it can be mitigated and alleviated by making wise technology partner choices.
Now, this one is probably puzzling most of you because you may or may not have taken the time to set your business up with Google Local and Facebook Business. Now, neither one of these two things have very much to do with mobile wallets per se, but since we're talking about mobile in general and a shopper's journey from start to finish, it certainly bears discussion. When people are doing something on mobile, a large percentage of their searches, for instance, will contain the phrase near me or near my location. So being able to address local marketing, local search, local business is, it's kind of a big deal. Actually, it's a really big deal. You can set your business up with Google Local. It's free. They will send you a postcard in the mail with a confirmation code on it so they can be sure that you are actually the local business that you say you are. Your Facebook page for your business is not complete until you have things like your business address, your hours of operation, all of that good stuff filled in accurately. And one of the biggest things besides registering your business with Google Local and making sure that your Facebook business page is up to date is making sure that you have a mobile-friendly website. And by mobile-friendly, this has to pass a test that Google runs on websites to make sure that it's going to actually display on a mobile phone in a way that a user can actually use your website. And if you don't do this and you don't have this, then you are not going to be returned very often in local search results by Google. So let's get back to the actual journey.
All right. If you're really on top of things, you've made sure that your website is mobile friendly. As Kim just mentioned, it's important to think mobile first today when you're trying to sell yourself, your company, and message out the right way to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's really more about engaging with people now than it is selling them something. People tend to know when they're being sold, and they know when they're being engaged. One of the things that we try to do with our podcasts, because obviously we use our podcast to market our business, and our business is mobile advertising, mobile wallets, mobile marketing. We want, with every episode that we record and produce, to give you, the listener, something specific that works to benefit your business or to help you increase the community around your business or to help you engage with prospective customers in a more meaningful way. So let's go ahead and assume that our typical shopper has not decided they want to buy anything yet. They haven't decided they want to buy from you. They haven't decided to buy from your competition. They're thinking about buying something.
So for me, the next step is to go to my laptop, go home, and take a look by doing a search, probably on Google. I'm usually doing it on Chrome, or sometimes I'm on Safari, depending on my device.
So the good thing about that is that both Google and Apple these days offer you the ability to start looking at something on your mobile device and then continue it on your tablet or your desktop or your laptop. And, you know, like in Chrome, it's got that send to mobile, and Apple uses continuity. So it isn't just one screen or the other where the shopper is potentially checking you out and trying to decide whether or not they like you. So now let's fast forward to the weekend.
Yeah, your shopper doesn't have to go to work. They have the day free to check out any items that they're looking for during the week. And it's quite possible that the shopper has abandoned the item in an online cart. And that could possibly be yours.
But it's not really abandoned.
Finally, we're including an excerpt from episode 73, where we talk about loyalty and mobile being used together to create a very strong selling and retention strategy for small business owners or for marketing managers. It's mission critical that you get your point across to your prospective customers as early in the sales process as possible. Yet you still need to maintain the ability to craft a compelling story that resonates with them in order for them to heed your calls to action and make those purchases.
Billion and some dollars by the EU, yeah, just like last month. So all these things are a much more difficult return on investment. And most of the smaller size businesses, they're not going to be hiring a specific person just to do AdWords or a specific person just to run Facebook. And, you know, a lot of the outsourcing agencies are very, very expensive, and the results just aren't what they were even a year or two ago on the ROI for paid advertising. So loyalty programs really have turned into a cornerstone for big business, small business. You know, with the right execution, small business owner or a retailer should be able to run a small-scale loyalty program and have just as good a results as some Starbucks or Sephora type of company.
Right, because loyalty offers and promotions to returning customers are easier and more cost-effective to attract and engage with a customer who has already bought from you than acquiring a new one. So loyalty for small business owners, for retailers, is a great advantage because your relationship with your customer creates and builds deeper connections with them. Mobile provides that connection, which is exactly why mobile and loyalty make a great team together.
Well, you know, I think that consumers are looking to build a connection and you know, some trust with a retailer, and by using loyalty programs to increase the amount of data at sort of a gradual level, like, okay, first you get the pass.
Right.
It doesn't ask you for anything other than to put it on your phone.
Right.
But next you want to do something else, like you want to transition that into a bigger program. So now you're going to be able to leverage that trust into getting their name, getting their email address. You know, you're providing with people with reasons that they actually want to hear from you and engage. And, you know, utilizing data and taking advantage of opportunities
that big business has. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a small business owner, really your concerns are the same, but they're on a much smaller scale. So, you know, if you're building relationships with your customers, then you're going to see the benefits of this. You're not going to have a huge bunch of data like a big company would, but you don't need that much data. So, you know, what you have to look at is how do, say, for instance, mobile marketing channels and loyalty fit together the best.
Right. And, you know, it's more of a digital word of mouth. And unlike any other marketing channel, mobile is a direct line to your customer base.
Right. And the direct line comes in the form of updates, you know, notifications directly on the lock screen. And it doesn't matter how big or how small your business is, because, you know, whether you're Target or Facebook or Instagram or Joe's Coffee Shop or Maria's Pilates Studio, all of those those notifications on the lock screen, they all go out exactly the same way, and the consumer sees them exactly the same way.
Right. And loyalty mobile passes are effective, first, to target your audience, secondly, to encourage them to return to your store, and third, provide rewards and discounts for doing so.
So hold up a minute. Let's just go through what you just said, because just break it down. Break it down again. Okay, you know, okay. Step one, step two, step three.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. So one, target your audience. Two, encourage them to return. And three, provide your consumer with a discount for doing so. Those are the main keys for a great loyalty marketing program. So where does this all start?
Well, probably with your employees.
Well, right. As part of their sales points and, you know, when they sign up for the benefit of their loyalty program, a well-trained staff member at this time, at the point of sale, will have customers add the pass into their phone, and you will receive an email or even a well-placed signage by the POS system. You can scan the QR code and you can enter their loyalty program that way. So now the loyalty pass is added on the customer's device. It's stored inside iPhone's Apple Wallet or third-party app on Android.
Right. So now you're offering a discount to them on the pass for their next visit.
Right. And that's not only is that impressive to capture customers' attention, it keeps them connected and the way they prefer. Using mobile and moving forward with these passes, then it stays on the phone. And with that, adding the passes to the phone establishes these key points of a great mobile marketing mix of mobile and loyalty together.
So, number one.
Again.
Target your audience.
Right.
Number two, encourage them to return. And number three, provide them with some sort of an incentive, a reward, or a discount for doing so. So the next time that a consumer passes by your store, if you're using either location or proximity-based triggers, you're going to be able to remind them not only that, hey, here's your store, but you're going to be able to instantly offer them a promotion that is, you know, what's the latest, greatest promotion? Is it something special just for rewards members? You know, these notifications, they can be time-based or they can be location-based. So you can make it ideal for retailers or small businesses or restaurants or service industry, you know, people who want to promote the most recent campaigns that they're running in other media to their customers who already have the passes installed.
So now you're looking at encouraging more foot traffic into the store, which in turn you would think would lead to more sales.
Right. And Kim, just on a side note to this, we do a deep dive on other podcasts and in our articles on mobilewalletmarketer.com that will entice your foot traffic to come into your store and not your competitors. Also, we have an iBeacon worksheet that is free to, you can download it at Mobile Wallet Marketer.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. We are so glad to have you joining us in 2020, and we look forward to comments, reviews, or questions. You can reach us by using the contact form on our website, dominoresearch.com, or you can email us, shows@dominoresearch, as well, and we'll get back to you, normally within a business day. If you'd like to be interviewed for the podcast, or if you have comments about an episode, we're always delighted to discuss options with you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week and a really, really happy new year.